Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents William W. Johnstone's McAllister, Book 5, Kingdom Come, by William W. Johnstone with J.A. Johnstone. Narrated by Mort Shelby. With performances by Stephen Carpenter, Terrence Aisleford, James Konacek, Mort Shelby, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Christopher Sheeran, Eric Mesner, Bradley Smith, David Harris, Michael Glenn, Casey Platt, Colleen Delaney, Yasmin Toison, Alyssa Wilmoth, David Jordan, Dylan Lynch, Michael John Casey, Drew Kopas, Tim Carlin, Ken Jackson, Lily Beacon, Chris Davenport, Kimberly Gilbert, Evan Casey, Scott McCormick, Andy Brownstein, Mahbood Ibrahimzada, Elizabeth Jernigan, Joe Brack, Richard Rowan, Tim Getman, Nick DePinto, Jeff Allen, Tony Nam, Laura C. Harris, Steve Winall, Christopher Graybill, and Tim Pabone.
As Duff McAllister crested a hill in Carbon County, Wyoming, he came across a man holding a pistol in one hand and the reins of his horse in the other.
That's far enough, friend.
Oh, it's friend that you call me, but you've a pistol in your hand. That wouldn't be the way to be greeting a friend now, would it?
Oh, it's only for a couple minutes till we get our business done. We just don't want anyone coming along to interfere with what needs to be done.
It wasn't until then that Duff noticed four more men down at the bottom of the hill, some 100 yards distant. One of them had his hands behind his back, and one was holding a rope.
And what business would that be, if you don't mind the telling?
Now, as you can see, we're about to hang someone.
I take it he's nae been sentenced by a court. For I know of no court that would hang someone from a tree out in the middle of nowhere.
You got that right. The only court this sumbitch has been to is us.
Who is us?
Us? Well, that's me and my three friends. That's who us is.
And would you be for telling me what the lad's crime might be?
What's his crime? I'll tell you what his crime is. He's a Chinaman.
Is he now? Sure, and I wasn't aware it was against the law to be a Chinaman.
It ain't only that. He's a Chinaman that don't know his place. He come into town driving a surrey, and sitting right there on the seat beside him was a white woman holding a baby.
And was it his baby?
Well, the baby didn't look Chinese, but that don't make no never mind. He had no business being with him.
What did the white woman have to say about the situation?
We didn't give her no choice to say nothing about it. It's more than likely all she would have done is just lie about it anyway. Anyhow, she's done got hers. Oh boy, do we lay the whip on her good. And now this Chinaman is about to get his.
Duff reached down to wrap his hands around his rifle.
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't...
Duff hit Floyd in the face with the butt of his rifle. He fell from his horse to the road. With the man unconscious, Duff slipped the rifle back into its sheath and unholstered his pistol. Yeah! As he quickly approached the others, they looked around toward him. Not one of the men was holding a gun in his hand.
Here, what is this?
I'll be thanking you to let the gentleman go.
Gentleman? What gentleman?
The gentleman whose hands you're about to untie.
Mister, maybe you don't know, but this here Chinaman was with the white woman. We can't just let him...
I'll teach you to hit me with a rifle.
The man Duff had encountered just moments earlier lifted his rifle in his direction. The bullet fried the air close to Duff's head. Duff returned fire with his pistol. Duff turned back to the others.
Would you be so kind as to cut him loose now?
Mister... You've got no business interfering in this.
Duff looked over to the Chinese man who through it all had been sit.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?